Hello.
Hello.
We're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I did the survey already. They must have kept me on the list.
I'm not sure, ma'am, but this does appear to be a non-complete survey, so it may be a different one.
Okay, all right. So, well, I'm satisfied with Kamala, yes.
Would you say you are very or somewhat satisfied?
Well, somewhat.
Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these are to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Voting rights?
Yes, it's important, very important.
Democracy?
Yes, very important.
If you could please rate each one on a scale from 0 to 10, please.
A 10.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform?
A 10.
Reproductive freedom?
A 10.
Student loan debt?
A 10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Healthcare?
A 10.
Jobs and wages?
10.
Racism and discrimination?
10. You can give me a 20 on that one. No, I'm just 10.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I have to ask each one. Climate change?
A 10.
Crime and violence?
10.
K-12 education?
10.
Abortion rights?
10.
Immigration?
10.
Thank you, ma'am. And I promise that once we complete the survey, you won't receive a call for this particular one.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 10 means you're extremely likely to vote, and a 0 means you are not likely to vote at all?
10.
What is your race?
Huh?
What is your race, ma'am?
I don't want to give up my race.
It's just for statistical purposes, ma'am.
African American.
Can you repeat, please?
African American.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
What is the year of your birth?
60.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Years. associate degree.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter most to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues.
I do think we have the power, a 10.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not particularly feel warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can indicate that as well. Andre Dickens?
I feel warm towards people.
Can you please rate on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
J.D. Vance?
Who?
J.D. Vance?
A 0.
Tim Wolf?
A 10.
Raphael Warnock?
A 10.
John Ossoff?
10.
Brad Raffensperger?
A 2.
Brian Kemp?
A 2.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
I'm Democrat.
Can you please give me a name? A name, ma'am?
You want to know who I'm going to vote for president?
Yes, ma'am.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidates or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Democrat.
Can you please give me a name, ma'am?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Better, much better.
Thank you. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Thank you. We're already more than halfway there through the survey. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. Your local mayor?
That's 10.
Black voters?
They went up.
Black voters?
That's 7.
COVID-19 recovery?
7.
Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
10.
Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
10.
Vice President Harris?
10.
Thank you. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. Statement 1. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
Okay.
Because we protested together, the administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
Okay. Ask me that question again.
The question is, what do you rate on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all.
Okay, for Breonna Taylor, yes, that would be a 10. Yes.
Thank you. Statement 3 is, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices.
Okay.
Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
At the 10.
Hello, ma'am?
That's a 10.
Thank you. The last statement is, because we demanded funds for 8 HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically Black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
Okay.
Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
A lot of power. A 10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most? Please rate the amount of power you feel that the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black... Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Sorry. And a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
A 10.
As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
Yeah.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
When did you register to vote at your current address?
Years ago. Then over 15 years ago, maybe 30 years ago.
Thank you, ma'am. How did you register to vote?
I can't remember. It's been so long.
You don't remember if you registered by mail, in person?
In person.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
How would you describe your employment status?
My what?
Your employment status?
Retired.
Thank you. And last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is 5.
$50,000. That's just me.
Sorry, can you repeat, ma'am?
$50,000. It's just me.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Uh-huh.
Have a good day, ma'am. Thank you.